This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with Kimberly Locke about her newest effort to help her fans lose weight. But first, let's talk about some of the cities where the worst tippers are located. According to payscale.com, the cities where bartenders get the highest and lowest tips are New York, $7.10. This is for the average tips per hour. Boston, $8.10, then Chicago a little bit more at $8.30, followed by Houston and San Antonio and Dallas, all at $8.40. Philadelphia at $9.90 an hour. San Diego, $10.10. Seattle comes in number four with $11.40 per hour for bartenders. These are tips now. Miami at $13.10. Vegas, $13.80, and the winner, San Francisco, $15.50 an hour per bartender on average. Now, the pay in tips is even lower for waiters and waitresses. One of the worst cities cited, Minneapolis, just $6.90 per hour, followed by Detroit, a little bit more, Seattle, a little higher than that, and then Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. Houston came in at number 12, followed by San Antonio and San Diego, all at $8.80 for waiters and waitresses. Dallas comes in at $9.10, along with Kansas City. Las Vegas is number 7 with $9.20. New York at $9.50 comes in number 6. Tips for Denver waiters and waitresses is even better at $9.70 per hour. Philadelphia, $10.10. San Francisco, $11.90. Miami, $13, tied with Boston, also $13 an hour for waiters and waitresses in terms of tips. Things are not looking good for Bruce Jenner, literally. A new video shows that he plowed into two cars. Law enforcement sources are in possession of a video from an MTA bus which caught the entire Bruce Jenner car crash. According to TMZ, it shows Jenner struck both cars and the Lexus driver never made contact with the Prius. There are cameras mounted on the front, back, and sides, and the video show the entire incident. Sources say it's clear the Lexus never made contact with the Prius. Bruce hit the Lexus, which propelled it into oncoming traffic, and then struck the Hummer. Bruce then continued on and hit the Prius. So according to the video, Bruce, and not the Lexus driver who died, hit the Prius, suggesting he was following too close, which opens the door to a possible vehicular manslaughter prosecution. Kimberly Locke from American Idol Season 2 is one of our regular contributors. She is a singer, a coach, and a cook. Hello there, Kimberly.
Hello.
I know that you've started this weight loss program through Facebook. Tell me how that's going.
It's going really well. Today is day 2, and I'm actually, when you called, I was sitting here reading some of the posts that people are posting inside the group. And the one thing I realized this morning is that if you're going to do something in life, make sure that you love it and that it feeds, you know, your soul, but it also feeds the souls of people that you're working with. And I feel really good because to see people write in my group, you know, this post made me cry, or, oh my gosh, I totally get it. A light bulb just went out for me. It makes me feel really good.
So you're trying to inspire these people.
I'm inspiring them, and I'm helping them to approach it from a different way. I can only talk about it because, you know, Mike, I've been on this journey, you know, losing weight and watching what I eat. But I'm trying to approach it with them, you know, from a different angle, because people only focus on the food and working out. And it takes so much more than that. You have to really dig deep inside of you and try to understand, you know, the thought process, the emotions, the feelings, the connections you have to the food. It all goes together. You can't just go to the gym. There are more people going to the gym every day, and people are still not losing weight. So that's not the issue. So basically what I do every morning is I get up and I make a morning post. So we're on day 2. And my first post is based off of what they were talking about the day before. So, you know, yesterday was all about sharing. It was day 1. So they all shared. And I was really surprised at how much they shared about themselves. I think people feel more comfortable doing it via social media because there's a barrier there. There's a little bit of protection so they don't feel so exposed. But I have men and women in this group, and they're all, you know, sharing about, you know, what their struggles are and what they want their goals to be. And so as I read that and read all of their posts and learned a little bit about them, then I incorporate that into my morning post so that I can, so that they can know I hear them and I understand where they're going and I understand where they are. And that makes it real for them. So every day I give them like three action items to do to take care of themselves throughout the day. And a lot of that includes, you know, just becoming conscious and aware of what they're doing. I think a lot of us are on autopilot, which means we're not really paying attention to what we're eating. We're just eating. And we're not paying attention to how we're feeling. We're just caught up in all of our emotions and our feelings. So my job is to wake them up and make them, you know, go through life and be more conscious of what they're doing.
Are there any particular foods or food groups that you're trying to get them to avoid, or is it just about portion size and moderation?
I'll be honest with you, this first week, I won't talk about food at all because people get overwhelmed. One of the most common things I hear my clients say is, I know what to do, I just don't do it. So my goal is to get to the why you don't do it. If you know what to do, it's like your car. We all know we have to change the oil in our car or our car is going to break down. So we do it. We go to the mobile or we take our car in for service. We get our oil changed and we take care of our car. Why is it that you can't do that for your own body? You only get one body. And once it starts to go, it's really hard to repair it. You know, it's kind of like one thing goes and then the next thing goes. It becomes a spiraling effect. So why is it that we can't wrap our brains around the fact that we need to take care of our bodies and we're doing it for the good of our overall life and for the lives of our families, you know, because if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't really take care of other people. And that's what I want them to understand first and foremost. People get overwhelmed because they try to do the food, the working out, and all this other stuff all at the same time. And it's too much, you know. People get overwhelmed, and that's when they quit. So I try to, if they know what to do, if they're telling me they know what to do with the food, then my job is to help them understand why they're not doing it. I haven't even started to talk about the food, but on the first day, everybody was like, oh, I ate more protein today. Oh, I ate more veggies. So being in this group and creating a support system, it makes people want to do better automatically. Because they see that they're not in it alone.
And the fact that they're dealing with someone who's a celebrity, I think it's kind of cool because they want to impress you. They want to do well for you, even if they're doing it for themselves.
And it makes them feel special that somebody like myself takes time out of my day or my life to share this information with them.
Now, will you?
And everybody wants to be special.
Absolutely. Now, will this involve more than just posts? Will you make personal connections with them somehow?
Yes, I will make a personal connection with them before the month is over. I also will be adding videos into my group so that they can actually see me and they can hear my voice. I think that's really important. At the end of the group, I want them to feel like they really got to know me and I got to know them.
All right. Kimberly Locke, we're talking with her about her weight loss interactive. It's kind of an interesting way of doing it through Facebook and your website and everything. So
yeah.
It's a little different than, you know, going to a class or going to a speech or something like that. It's
exactly.
An interactive, and it's very interesting how you're doing this.
Yeah, and who doesn't, you know, here's the thing. It's like people are always on their social media anyway. You know, you get updates on your phone. So I can be in touch with them no matter where they are. They can see, if they're having an issue, they can post something in the group. And it's a private group. So only the people who signed up to be in this group are in this group. So nobody else can see our posts. They can't see what we're talking about. I have to invite you into this group. So it's very private, so it creates a safe environment. But people are always on their social media, so this is a great way to connect with people. And, you know, I live on the East Coast, as you know, and I have private clients that I can't go in, you know, that I do go into their homes and work with them. But this is a great way to reach the masses and to reach people who otherwise would not be able to work with me.
The only thing is, this can't distract you from your singing career.
No, it all goes together.
I know. I'm just teasing. But hopefully we'll have some great news to talk about, some new music coming out, I'm sure, this 2015 year, right?
Definitely. You know, one of the things I'm really, I really want to do this year is I want to do another Christmas album. And as you have successfully called me for several years, the Queen of Christmas, is that what you call
me? Well, something like that. I just think that your particular voice lends itself to Christmas music. You have the perfect tone and voice quality, I think, that goes well with holiday music.
Well, I'm listening to you, and I am going to hopefully be putting out a new Christmas album for 2015, which I'm really excited about.
Well, that's cool. You know, we're in the middle of winter now, so it seems like it's a long way off, but time does fly. So, you know, you got to get in the studio and record it and press
it.
And
exactly. It'll be here before you know it. I hate to say it.
I appreciate a couple of minutes, Kimberly. If you want to dedicate the album to me, that'd be fine.
You got it.
All the best to you, and we'll chat next week about all the many interesting things that you're doing.
Thanks a lot, Mike. Have a great day.
With Kimberly Locke of American Idol fame, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.